Tonight's Shir Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel Dald and Hey. Simon Shin Gimel, Dinei Tachshite Isha. Halach is relevant to women's jewelry. Anything that a woman wears for adornment. Sif Aleph, Lo Seitze Isha Bechute Semer, Velo Bechute Pishtan. A woman may not go out with strands of wool or linen. Flobertsuos, or any other strap or ribbon, sheberosha, on her head, in her hair. Because she would have to remove them when she would immerse in a mikveh. Chashin and shema talichim ba'amis b'shesaram, so afraid, she'll take them out, and then she'll end up carrying them for amis in a public domain. Ve'imheim kaluos b'sa'ara, but if it's braided into her hair, then it's mutter, because you can't undo the braid. V'yesh misha oiser, others prohibit it as well. V'im he'maisa ariga, if it's more like a net, if it's woven like a net, mutter, it's okay. V'yesha eina tzricha lahasir b'shastil, because it's not necessary to remove it at the time of immersion. The Ramah says, l'mavad shlo yim etunafos, provided that they're not dirty, o mushavim, or golden, does misirin, because then they do take it off, Kadesh lo yistanfu b'mayim, it shouldn't get filthy in the water. Mishnemur sevkan alf, sheberosha. A woman cannot go on Shabbos with strands of wool or linen or straps in her hair. Akulu koi, it's going on all the cases. Lafuke chutin shabbat savara, as opposed to strands that go around her neck, kamosha kosma sifbeis, we write about that in sifbeis. Sevkan beish, etzvichin hasira v'chulu, because she needs to remove these threads of wool or linen from her hair. Haino dilma misrami tvila shel mitzvah. It may occur that she has a mitzvah to immerse. Vesuchach lahasirum, and then she'll have to take them off. Because they create a barrier between her hair and the water. Vasila suyin dalan amas, then she'll end up carrying it for amas. Vayim b'achronim shekostu apluga abonim b'takanto v'afila zekeinu b'sulo seitzei. The Achronim write that the Chachamim don't differentiate in their takanas, and therefore, once they made such a gezeira, it applies even to very young women or very old women, even if the application is not relevant to them. But since there is a concept by the other women, it applies to all women. Sifkan Gimel, we're afraid she'll take them out of her hair, shema talichim, and then carry them in their shesarab. V'davka b'dvarim ketanim ke'elu hu d'chashin. It's only small things like these we're afraid. Because on weekdays also, she may carry them in her hands. But when it comes to actual clothing, we're not afraid that she'll carry them. Because she doesn't walk without them on the street. So after immersion, certainly she'll put them back on and she'll wear them. She's not going to be carrying them. Then the Machaber says, if these strands of wool and linen or leather are braided into her hair, that's okay. Why is that okay? There's no fear that she will carry them home. Because it's forbidden for her to undo her braids. So what's the reason behind the opinion who says it's also even by a braid? The Dilma Kisha Tisrami Latfila Shal Mitzvah, because maybe when it occurs that she has a mitzvah to immerse, Tister Hakliya Aide Eni Yehudis, she may get a non Jewish woman to undo her braid, the Totsia Chutin, and remove the strands. Vasya Achakach Lasya, and then she'll go and carry them home. Vo to Abachim, I am Bach, we are God. There are other reasons as well. Look in the Bach and the Vilna Gaon's commentary. Sifkan Hei, Maisa Ariga. If the wool or linen is woven like a net, and that's in her hair, that's fine. The hainilo mahad kishapi, they don't hold tight to the hair. For the chayisi, they don't present the problem of a barrier or chasitza. Vayin yoredeh semekuv tzadiches, esos mashon b'sif gimel, the davke kishamay sariga hoyu chalulim. In Shulchan Aruch yoredeh, in the halachas there, it specifies that this is not a problem only if it's woven with big holes in between, like a net. Oz in Srich Lassim, then it doesn't have to come off. If it's woven tight, it'd still be a chatzitza. If it's woven with holes, then it's not a chasid, so she doesn't have to take it off. Sifkatan vav. The Rama adds that they cannot be metunafos or mushavim, because then she will take them off. Shelo yu metunafos. Dekeshahachutin metunaf betit verefesh. If the strands are filthy with mud and the like, hamayim memachenes hatit, the water softens it up, umalachlech besara bal yosem etfilin, and will make them filthy when they come out of the mikveh. Valkein darko lahasim etchil, so the derech was to take it off first. Vekim de shokel umishom tinof, and since they take it off because it's filthy, asin lasin, they end up carrying it. Also, if the strands were golden, they would take them off before immersion. In order to keep the strands from getting filthy from the water. And then they'll end up carrying it. There's another opinion. That she has to take it off before tefillah. Because it creates a chatzitza, kimitz makbedes aleim, because she cares about it. Shatzin points out, this is a machlokes between Rashi and his Rebbeim. Rashi held, if it's not a chatzitza, if the water can get through, it's not a chatzitza. So then, what's the problem? The problem is, she's going to take it off anyway, not because of a chatzitza, because she doesn't want to get dirty when she comes out of the mikveh. Rashi's Rebbeim said, no, once she cares about it, it becomes a chatzitza, even though water can get through. The fact that she's makbed makes it a chatzitza. It's not some machlokes if it's a chatzitza or not. But either way, the Gemara tells us that this is no good, and the reason is because she ends up carrying it. So the result for us is that she cannot go on a Shabbos wearing this if she's going to end up taking it off, whatever the reason why she's taking it off. Because then you'll end up carrying it. So these are gezeiros of Hotzah, where the Chacham said you can't do something on Shabbos because we're afraid you may end up carrying. Sif Beis. Mutter Lutzeis Bechutin Shebet Savara Shehem Refuyim. It's mutter for a woman to go on Shabbos out in the street with straps or strands around her neck because they're loose. The Einat Tzricha La'asira M'shas Tefillin. She doesn't have to remove them when she immerses, and therefore there's no fear that she'll end up carrying them. Al B'katla Shebet Savara Asur. But if she's wearing a katla, it's kind of like a choker, it's tight on her neck, that she can't go on a Shabbos. Because she has to take it off at the time of immersion. Because she wears it tight on her neck. And it makes her look more fleshy. And then we're afraid, once she takes it off, that she'll end up carrying it for Amos and Shesram. For the Tetzei B'Totefes, in addition, she cannot wear a Totefes. What's Totefes? Who commits sits. It's a piece of jewelry that rests on her forehead. U'megia mi'ozen lo'ozen, it goes from one ear to the other. V'lo b'Shavitin, in addition, she cannot go out on Shabbos with Shavitin. V'gam kein sits, v'einu megia el ad l'chayeha. The Shavitin is also a piece of jewelry, and it's kind of like the tzitz, except this is different. It only reaches until her cheeks. Shekarachto al rosha, v'toyla al lichayeha mikanu mikan. That it's wrapped on her head, and it goes down, it hangs down to her cheeks on the other side. So the totefes goes from ear to ear. The shavitim goes over the head, kind of like a headband, and then it hangs down to her cheeks. Now, both of these cases, the totefes and the shavitin, are concerns for us because she'll take them off and she'll end up carrying them. But if it's sewn into her cap, that's different. It's only usher when it's not sewn into the cap. We're afraid she will take them off, she'll show it to somebody, and then she'll end up carrying four ashes of Rabbim. But if it's sewn into the cap, we're not afraid at all, because she's not going to take off her cap in public. She's not going to walk around like that. Umoter, and therefore it's okay. The Gemara says, some say, that if it's a single girl who doesn't care about walking with her hair uncovered, afilu tivur besvacha asur, that even if the totefes and the sharvitin were sewn into the cap, it will be asur to go on Shabbos. The chashin and shema tesivah im hasvacha, we're afraid to take the whole thing off with the cap, v'asur asur, then she'll end up carrying it. Mishdabur sivkan zayin. Sheheim refuyim. Strands around the neck are not a problem. She'ena mahatkin b'choyzi, she doesn't make them tight. She'ena chenekes atzvi, she doesn't want to choke herself. But if she's wearing a choker, she ritzua b'chove, it's a very wide strap. That's explained later, siv zayin. Ve'ena chenekes, so even if it's tight on the neck, it will not choke. V'hado asu b'chutin mishum dilma shafel machavya. Now, the fact that we didn't aser these strands around the neck, maybe she'll take it off and show somebody. It doesn't really apply to strands of wool and linen. It applies to jewelry, not to these strands of material that go around the neck. The katla is a problem because she makes it tight. And therefore creates a chatzitza, a barrier for tevila. Even though later in Siv Zayin, it seems the reason why she shouldn't wear it on Shabbos is because it's a special type of jewelry. We're afraid she'll take it off to show people. That's the case when it was actually loose around her neck. It's still aser. Because she can take it off and show it to people. Here, she puts it tight around her neck to make her look like she's a little fleshier than she is. So she's not going to take it off. Because then everyone sees her true appearance. Because it has to come off because it's a barrier for tevila, and then once it comes off for tevila, her face will carry it home. The totefes and the sharvitin that go from ear to ear or to her cheeks is a problem. The chayshin v'chula, we're afraid that she'll take it off and show people. Demini tachshin him, because these are types of jewelry, and she likes to show it off, she'll take it off to show people. And then she'll end up carrying it. So if it's not sewn in, it's a true fear. Sifkan yud, but if it is sewn in, like l'mecha shahach, we're not afraid she'll take it off. She'enu notel esas sevalchim erosho, which is a rabin. She's not going to take off her cap in public. Kadesh lo tiskala. Sorry, she doesn't want her hair to be shown. So that's not happening. So once she'll take off the cap, if it's sewn into the cap, she can wear this totefes or shavita. But a single girl, the Rama says, should not go, even if it's sewn into the cap, because she has no problem with taking the cap off in public. So if Gimel, lo seitzei b'kipa shel tzemer, she should not go out with a woolen hat. Ta'ino chute da'amo, it's from threads of wool. The gedilin that are twisted or braided, vavidi kihutsa, kind of like wickerwork. Perish ke kelim asuyim ale lulav lulave had the kalim. Imagine you have these baskets that are made from the palm branches, the lulavim, shein ba'ariga, and you weave it like wickerwork. So this hat that she's wearing is also strands of wool that are woven together in a wicker fashion. Masha enkin itzdama, as opposed to an itzdama. Hasui kamin levad, that's actually felt. Kedis b'gemar sham, as Gemara explains. So a woman should not go out with this wool cap that has these threads that are woven like wicker. Urechavim kishtei etzpaot kashir tzis. It's wide, the thickness of two fingers, like the size of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Similarly, v'lobe itzma, she should not go out with an itzma. What's that? The hainu, matle shetole b'chutin shal tziv oinim, v'tolo so l'kala friach min azvuvim. It's a piece of material, we just said before in the Ramah, it's like felt, and hanging from it are colorful strands, or colorful fringes. And a kala would wear it, and what's the point of these hanging fringes? La friach min azvuvim, to use the fringes to chase away flies. So on Shabbos, she cannot go out with these caps. Look later in the beginning of Sif Yudches. Sifkan Yubes Kishir Tzitz is wide, like the thickness of two fingers, like the tzitz. V'hu tachshit, there's also an adornment. V'chashin adilma sholfa u'machvaya. We're afraid she'll take it off and show it around to her friends. Sif Kot Yud Gimel, similarly, she cannot go out with the istama, which is a matlas. This is not an adornment, nor is it an article of clothing. Havikamasa, essentially, it's a burden. Shatol no sorak lafrich, the whole purpose of this is to chase away flies. If a fly would come on her face, she'd be embarrassed to shoo it away. So she has these fringes hanging down from this felt piece of material. I guess she shakes her head and the fringes move back and forth and the fly takes off. So la locha, she can't wear that on Shabbos outside because it's carrying. It's partial, it's not a levush, it's not a tachshit. The Shartzian points out that this isn't a total masa. It's the same as the kippah shel tzemer that is permitted for her to wear in the chatzer, just not into the rishus harabim. Se'if dalet. Lo seitzei bi'ir shel zahov. A woman cannot go on a Shabbos with a piece of jewelry called ir shel zahov. Perish rashi shu tachshit ogul u'mitzayrin bo kamin ir. It is a piece of jewelry that's round, and you would engrave on it or shape on it the appearance of the city, like Yerushalayim, and that's what's called Ir Shel Zahav. V'yesh be'emsa loshon shemechaveso l'malbush, and it has in the middle a ribbon they can use to attach it to your clothing. V'beinu tam perishu ke'in atar l'rosh. But it says, no, it's like a crown. It sits on the head. A tiara would just sit on the head. The way he explains, according to Rashi, it sounds more like a medal. You attach it to your clothing with a ribbon. And it attaches to the pashat, you put it on your head, it sits on the head. Sifkad yudal tashad ogul. It's a round ornament. Even though the only women who wear it are very important ladies. We're still afraid even an important lady would be tempted to take it off and show it around. It's more chashav than a klila. Basically, there are differentiations we make between ordinary women who will be happy to take off the jewelry and show it around, then afraid to carry it. The noshim chashuv is not going to take off the jewelry to show it. But then some things, even the yershal zav, even they may be prone to take off to show. So the first pshat is that it's this round tachshit that is attached to the clothing with a ribbon. Ain't no chibur gomer, it's not sewn in. V'yichon l'shof, it's something that can't be removed. V'kim shu tachshit, since it's jewelry, cheshin adum l'shof ha'machves, we're afraid she'll take it off the show. V'se tam agal, l'pesh v'tam, yirikor v'tam v'spshat. It's a tiara on the head, we're afraid she'll take it off and show it, and then she won't put it back on, she'll just carry it. Se'if hey, kalila, v'u tachshit sheminichosu apadachto, le'ozen le'ozen. Kalila is a piece of jewelry that goes on the forehead from ear to ear, the koshar to bertsuas atluyos, and then you tie it with straps that hang. Muteras that says bo, she can go on a Shabbos with that. Bein she yasuya mi chatichos shel zav charuzas bechut, bein she oson chatichos kavuas bematlis. Rashi on the Gemara says that the kalila goes on her forehead, tied from ear to ear. There's one type that's a piece of gold, and there's another type that's made from silk that's woven with gold. So that seems to be the two loshonos of the Shulchan Aruch. Whether it's chaticho shel zav charuzas bechut, whether it's a piece of gold that's tied together with a string, or whether it's chatichos kavuas b'matlis, or whether it's material, like perhaps silk, piece of material, and there are strands of gold woven into it to make it nice. Mishtabur Sukkot design. The reason is the who wears this kalila? Isha chashuva, women who are significant and important. Filo shofa machvaya, an important lady. She's not taking it off. She's not going to show it around. Because of the post can write the bishar tachshitim, other pieces of jewelry. Shakol hanoshim megilah spend that all women would wear equally. Af chashuva asur letzei spend. And even isha chashuva cannot go out. Didn't make a difference when they made a takana. The kalila was not worn by the common woman, so there was no gezeira that you'll take it off and show it and carry it. But rings and other things that people would take off to show, then even though she's an ich shechashuva, and inherently she wouldn't do that, that's beneath her to do it. But once the chum made a gezeira that you can't wear this jewelry because the common woman will take it off and show, then even the isha chashuva can't go on a Shabbos wearing it because of the gezeira that women in general will take it off to show. So that's where we have to make the distinction that the kalila is the level where an isha chashuva will not take it off and she's the only one who wears it. There's no gezeira. But when it comes to irshel zav, even though it's for isha chashuva, it's a higher level jewelry that even the isha chashuva may be compelled to take it off to display it to her friends, and then we're afraid she'll end up carrying it.